This is Allison Bailey, your host for Practice Made Perfect podcast series. Considering the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, we decided to add additional podcast content focused on this emergency and what's important for our cardiovascular team now. We're doing this for several reasons. We know that patients with cardiovascular disease are at higher risk of infection with COVID-19 and develop more severe complications if infected. Additionally, we're learning COVID-19 has cardiovascular complications associated with the virus, so we will almost certainly be seeing these patients. And the cardiac care team will almost certainly be in the trenches trying to help develop solutions for our higher risk patients, whether that be in the hospital or the clinic. Obviously, this is in flux and will change rapidly, so make sure you're listening to the most current information at any given time, and we'll update things as available. Thank you and stay safe. Welcome, this is Allison Bailey, and I'll be your host today on this special edition of Practice Made Perfect. I'm very excited to welcome Dr. Lakshmi Mehta and Ms. Roseanne Nelson onto the show today. Roseanne Nelson is the Director of Member Leadership Development and Faith of the Leadership Academy at the American College of Cardiology. Roseanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Lakshmi Mehta is the Section Director of Preventive Cardiology and Women's Cardiovascular Health at The Ohio State University. She's also Chair of the Membership Committee's Work Group on Well-Being. Lakshmi, glad you could join us.
Thank you.
So, considering the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, we decided to add additional podcast content focused on this emergency and what's important for our cardiovascular team to know now. We know that everyone is feeling the stress of this current global emergency. Those on the front lines for our cardiovascular team know that patients with cardiovascular disease are at higher risk of infection with COVID-19 and develop more severe complications if infected. We're also learning about the cardiovascular complications associated with COVID-19, and we're all trying to share information frequently. And the cardiac team will almost certainly be in the trenches trying to develop solutions for our high-risk patients, whether in the hospital or in clinic or at home taking phone calls. So whether you're seeing patients on the front lines, developing systems of care, or just trying to maintain the sanity of yourself and your family during this time, this podcast is devoted to helping you find ways to care for yourself during this time of crisis. So let's get started. Roseanne, you have a unique role at the American College of Cardiology. Can you tell us what you do during your normal life so we can understand your recommendations?
Sure. Similar to most of our listeners, my days start and conclude with family. I have two daughters, aged 8 and 9, Sophie and Abby. My husband and I work hard to work together in all things parenting. We try really hard to raise our girls with emotional intelligence, a strong sense of self, and the importance of giving back. Our mornings are a bit chaotic, with always one missing shoe and flying backpacks. I give the girls a big hug, remind them to do great things, and get them on the bus. Then I head off to Heart House. I'm so fortunate to work with an incredible team. Our primary aim is to create and deploy leadership development programming for ACC's members. If I may, I would love to take this moment to personally thank Carissa Gain and Kat Nivadomska for being such an incredible team. We're all in this together, and the beauty of a strong team is the support we can provide each other. During the good times, the uncertain times, and all the days in between, having a strong supportive team ensures self-care remains top of mind and achievable. The day ends with family, staying offline as much as possible, and talking about our peaks, what went well today, and our pits, what did not go well today. This opens the door to communicating about all the things that mean so much when you're 8 and 9, and also in your late 40s. This is an incredibly important part of our day as individuals and as a family unit. Our day concludes with more talking, even more listening, and bedtime cuddles.
Well, that definitely sounds like a full day, Roseanne. Lakshmi, for our viewers who may not know you, can you tell us what your daily life is composed of during a non-crisis time?
Well, my day starts and ends with family as well. My husband and I have two teenage children, a sophomore and a senior in high school. And even though they're independent, I still need to get them up in the morning, make sure they're dressing appropriately for school, packing their lunches, and getting them to catch the school bus. And then I'm off to work. So some days it may be just seeing patients in clinics and or reading echoes, EKGs. or other times it's rounding in the hospital either for a week or two straight at a time. In between my workday, I enjoy doing leadership activities, which may include overseeing operations for a prevention program or trying to catch committee calls for the ACC, AHA, or NLA. Being active in organizational medicine does create some chaos in the middle of my workday, but taking on these leadership roles I find to be valuable and meaningful and allows me to find the balance in my daily stresses of taking care of patients. My day ends with family. We watch the world news together. I need to make sure the kids have done their homework, and then I might be bussing them around to activities while my husband gets to figure out what dinner is going to be and make it. So we divide and conquer to accomplish the day successfully. And then getting everyone in bed on time is always the end of the day stressor before the next day begins.
Okay, that's great background from both of you. Very busy, active lives like most of us. So you throw a crisis into the middle of this, a global healthcare pandemic. Roseanne, where do we even start with self-care during this time?
Well, I think it's important to think about, in a time of crisis, what do we immediately do? We typically jump in, we search for solutions, and we focus on others. What do we often neglect? We often neglect ourselves. It's important to remember, in a time of crisis, a common reaction is to throw all of our effort into dealing with the situation at hand, whatever it might be, giving little thought to your own well-being. But when life has taken a totally unknown turn, taking care of ourselves is a must.
That's very insightful, and I know I can relate to that, and I'm sure all of our listeners can too, especially being in any aspect of medicine. Lakshmi, did you find yourself trying to fix things when this crisis started, and how has that evolved over the last few weeks?
Yes, I mean, it's been hectic as we do our daily jobs and trying to actively work from a leadership standpoint on COVID-19 preparedness. Every day seems different, and there's new rules, new things to learn. Fortunately, in Ohio, we've had some more time to prepare compared to other states like Washington and New York. So yes, fixing things does make one feel like they're making a difference. So initially, I began working on being a responsible steward of personal protection equipment. Hearing what was going on across the world, I started limiting the medical students going into isolation rooms. And slowly this past week, I stopped having the residents and fellows going in and had them stand by the doorway so they could still be part of the learning process, but unfortunately not be actually physically in the room. I felt like I was doing my part even prior to it became a hospital recommendation that we needed to preserve our personal protection equipment. But as we started seeing more potential coronaviruses, clearly the anxiety levels and fears of all healthcare workers has risen across our hospital as well as across the world. So the emotional well-being of all seems to be very low as the pandemic has really become a panic for all of us. So I've been discussing with our cardiology inpatient teams, nurses, and others about how they're feeling and that they're not alone and we will survive this, reminding them that treating this like a code situation and not panicking will be the best outcome for all of us. Obviously, also recommending them to be safe while caring for patients, finding time for themselves, and that social distancing is not social isolation. As we see the rise in numbers of COVID patients in the U.S. and in healthcare, it certainly has hit home. And now I don't have to have that invincible attitude anymore, and I need to realize that I need to get my rest so I can fight in this pandemic war, but also to maintain my composure as a leader, as my calmness and jovial nature can help ease the tension of those around me.
Okay, I think that's great advice, and I really like that code analogy. I think that's something that all of us in healthcare can relate to, and we realize how important it is to keep our calm. So it sounds like the first steps right now are to slow down and realize it's important to care for ourselves and not feel guilty for that. We're in this for the long haul. What strategies can you help us share to reach that goal? Roseanne, would you like to start?
Sure. I think the issue of control is incredibly important. At this point, we need to focus on what we can control, recognizing that COVID-19 is uncharted territory for all of us.
I think that's really great advice, and I know I'm living through that as our listeners are. I'm sure this is the hardest part for all of us is giving up that control. Lakshmi, how do we get there?
Sure. One is to revisit history. Remind yourself of the challenges you've managed in the past. Think about the strengths and abilities you've leveraged that helped you navigate times of uncertainty. Revisit those strengths and utilize them. And two is to establish realistic expectations. Be mindful regarding your expectations of what you can accomplish and consider reducing the demands you put on yourself.
Yeah, I think those are wonderful words of wisdom. So not only are we in demand at work, but I'm sure everyone out there listening, much like myself, is getting lots of calls from our family and from our friends and others that really just have questions. Roseanne, what other things can we do to quiet the noise we're feeling from all of this right now?
So I have a couple recommendations. The first is give yourself a brain break. Give your thoughts a break from thinking about what's happened and what might happen next. Grab coffee with a colleague and challenge yourself to chat for 30 minutes on topics unrelated to COVID or workplace stressors. The second would be unplugging from the noise. Make it a practice to unplug for a specific amount of time each day. And perhaps you can only afford to be offline for 10 minutes, or perhaps you can disconnect for a bit longer. But select a time. Let your colleagues know you will be unreachable for this time frame. Turn off the phone and allow the noise to fade for that period of time. The practice of turning off the phone yields much greater self-care versus placing the phone on DND or silent.
Okay, I think that's really great advice as well, because it is really hard to be not connected right now when things are changing so rapidly. Lakshmi, what else have you found has been helpful as you learn how to take care of yourself during this time?
Well, finding a state of flow, nurturing yourself by spending time each day doing something unrelated to your day-to-day stressors is important, but also finding normalcy. So the normalcy is things that were routine before. Some of them you can still maintain in your everyday, and that may give you that comfort zone that you're looking for. One of the areas that people do find comfort zone is in exercise. So getting some type of exercise each day can really help with the normalcy as well as reducing your stress levels. Make sure you're getting enough sleep to feel well-rested to handle the day's challenges, and eat well-balanced meals at consistent times if possible.
I know I've been talking to a lot of my colleagues, and everyone's taking the end of the day before we go to bed to sort of, you know, catch up on the newest things happening, and maybe we just need to get rid of that phone and get a little bit more sleep. So I know we've discussed things we can do to feel as though we're helping. Any tips here, Roseanne, about other things that we can do besides being on the front lines?
Sure. It's really important to sort of pay it forward, and especially during times when we're so focused on solution-oriented results and quick, rapid response. But it feels so good to help others feel good. So think of how that might work in your world. Deliver a surprise coffee to a team member that needs a little extra TLC. Reach out to a trainee and invite them to share with you their concerns. Really try and lead the way to opening the gates to communication.
Okay, I think that's a great way to make others feel appreciated as well. I know when we're more stressed out and we have more responsibility, sometimes we're not as nice as we may have been in the past. Lakshmi, anything else we should consider?
You want to find your tribe. Recognize you're not alone in what you're feeling, and surround yourself with those that can provide a safe and comfortable feeling for you. Also remember that some people don't have that tribe, and maybe you need to help form a tribe for them. And remember, social distancing is not social isolation. Connect via phone, email, or social media with your family, colleagues, trainees, and friends. And also remember to reach out to those you know that are in self-quarantine at home. They need emotional support too.
Okay, I think this has been some really great advice, and I think that social distancing is really important. I know I have a teenager like you do, and it's been really hard on them as well, and they've been able to do these group chats and, you know, with audio, with video and Zoom and some of these things, and I think that's really important, and I know we should reach out to our colleagues this way as well. Any parting words before we end this podcast today, Roseanne?
Take care of yourself and lead others as you would want to be led.
Wonderful. Lakshmi, anything else you'd like to add before we conclude?
Remember the code situation. Remain calm. We will get through this. And when you're on social media, remember to filter out some of the fake news and tweets. Get the appropriate information from others. But surround yourself with some happiness to get you through these times.
Great advice from Lakshmi Mehta and Roseanne Nelson today on Practice Made Perfect. As you all know, the acc.org has a COVID-19 portal where you can go and find the most up-to-date information from the American College of Cardiology. So if you haven't yet, please visit that and please take care of yourself. Thank you.